Blog Talk Radio.
Built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has killed her beast. She has mingled her wine, and I'm wondering with what. She has also furnished her table. She has set forth her. She has sent forth her maidens. She cries upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn hither, hither let him turn in here, at her house, to get some understanding, I guess. For him that wanteth understanding, she said to him. So if you want understanding, turn to the Book of Wisdom. And, well, I call it the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs. But let's continue. Come, eat my bread, and drink of my wine, which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproves the scorner, or who that criticizes, reprove, as one word, criticizes, means criticizes to scorner, getteth to himself shame. He that understandeth wisdom, a wicked man getteth himself a blot, and blot means to get a stain. You don't want to stain. You don't want to get a stain in your life. Number eight, reprove. What does reprove mean? I forget already. Reprove means criticize. Not a scorner, lest he hateth you. Rebuke a wise man. Or that is criticize. Rebuke is to criticize a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to the wise man, and he will be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will cease. He will increase in learning. For fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy is understanding. Let me read number 10 again, verse number 10 again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy in understanding. For by me your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. If you be wise, shall let me read verse 12 again. If you be wise, you shall be wise for yourself. But if you scorneth, you alone shall bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous, that is, loud. She is simple and knoweth nothing, for she sitteth at the door of the house on the seat of her high places of the city to call passengers who go right to go their way. Whosoever is simple, let him turn hither. Hither means here. Let him turn in here. And as far with wanting understanding, she has said to him, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he that knows not the dead are there, and he that guests are in the death of hell. Whew, that was hard for me. Let me tell you who I am. Thanks for coming and listening to our Sabbath school. Let me have a word of prayer, and then I will introduce myself. We sheep thank and bless you, God, for this day and every day in February 2017. Father, if you will, look on the bereaved and hurting hearts and minds this morning. We praise and thank you with everything we have. We thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We seek, thank, and praise you, Father God, for allowing us to pray this day. I am so grateful to you for letting me be able to do what I do, and that is to feed your sheep, as I was told in a dream years ago. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, well, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, sheep, I want you to know I want you to know this. Look in Ecclesiastes. I think you spell it Ecclesiastes 12:7. What you will learn there is that your body goes to the ground and your soul goes to God. Then in 12:1, it tells you to remember to Creator so that when your olden days come, it won't be so bitter. And I believe that's why when they said I had a stroke in November of last year, I didn't feel any pain. I'm getting better, I hope and pray. And then I want you to go to, for the bereaved, I want you to go to Isaiah 26:3. This is what helped me to get over when my mother made her transition to go with God. It says, He will keep you in perfect peace. So to the bereaved, I want you to go to Isaiah 26:3. And our Father God will keep you in perfect peace. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. So what do you not understand about that? The Sabbath day, I will tell you, is Saturday. I want you to read in Exodus 20 and verse 8. I want you to read for yourself that you are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want your sheep to know that Saturday is observed on Friday evenings and ending on Saturday evening. You are to respect Saturday. You don't cook any cold food. I do it on Friday. That's the preparation day to prepare your cold foods for the Sabbath. And that's what I try to do. Sheep, I want you to have your three P's ready. That is your pen, pencil, and paper. There may be something that I say that you will want to jot down and remember. That will it will be easier to remember the references that I give you. Welcome to Sabbath School. And today's reading is in John, let's see, it's Mark. If you have your King James Bible, it's Mark, Luke, and John. Let me turn my Bible there. Oh, to John chapter 19, and I will begin reading to you. Let me see, that's 18. Oh, this here it is. John chapter 19. It says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the the publicans, which, and he was rich. Am I supposed to read this? I think, well, I am not in John. I was in Luke chapter 19, and I picked out the lessons that I will read to you. And, you know, that's what I do in trying to be obedient to my Father in heaven. So, let's see. Okay, here, let us go. I am in John chapter 19, where it says, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. You know, to scourge, that means to beat him. It wasn't a pleasant thing for Jesus. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. You know, a crown of thorns that someone has planted, I would think that it would stick you. It would be hurtful. It would draw blood from you. That's what I think. And he said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote. Smote means to hit hard with their hands. So they hit Jesus with his hand, their hands. Then, well, it says, Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring forth to you that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." Then the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, and they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Then Pilate, therefore, heard these sayings, he was the more afraid, and went in again unto judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, "Hence are you?" I mean, wherefore are you? Well, it says, "Whence are you?" But Jesus gave no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, "Speakest you unto me? Knowest that I have power to crucify you, and have power to release you?" Jesus answered, "You could have had no power at all against me, except it were given from thee above. Therefore he delivered me unto you has the greater power." I want you to get this like I got it, sheep. I'm going to read the verse 11 again. Now I know that many of you read much better than I do, But this is important. And Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto you has greater sin." Wow. Number 13, 12, verse 12. "And he had, and from henceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, 'If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend.' Wheresoever or whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." Then Pilate herefore heard that saying. Let me start verse 13 again. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought forth Jesus. He brought Jesus forth and set him down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement. But in the Hebrew, Golgotha. No, I said that wrong. But in the Hebrew, it's called Gabbatha. Verse 14. And it was the preparation day of the Passover. Well, that's the day before the Passover. And about the sixth hour, he said unto the Jews, "Behold your king." I thought that, well, it was my understanding that they killed Jesus after the preparation day. And he had sat down and eaten with his disciples the Last Supper. But here it's saying that, and it was the preparation day of the Passover. And around the sixth hour, he said unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "I shall crucify your king." The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into the place called the place. Let me read verse 17 again. Excuse me, sheep. I hope you have an understanding here. I'm trying to get better, and I will become better. I will get better in the future if my Father so allows us people to have a future. But in the meanwhile, I will do what my Father told me to do in a dream, and that is to feed his sheep. And I tell you, there will be many things that come up against you in life, and I'm struggling right now. But I hope my Father God will see it and laugh at Satan, because I know that Satan did this to me. It says in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 6, "I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream." And that's what God did for me. He spoke to me in a dream. and told me to feed his sheep. And I did not want to be like Peter. I wanted to go ahead and do as best as I could, feed his sheep. Let me see, where did I leave off from? I think I left off at verse 15. I am in John, the 19th chapter, the 15th verse. But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "I shall crucify your king." The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." "Then deliver him." Oh, my computer. Come on. That's it. You're doing good, computer. "Then deliver he them." Let me read this again, verse 16. Deliver him before unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing a cross, went forth unto the place called the Skull, which is called the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. So Jesus was in the middle of the other two men that were being crucified. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, "Jesus, the King of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." I read that wrong. Let me read it again. Excuse me. "And Pilate wrote a note and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth." Now, I thought Jesus was from Bethlehem, but here it says, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Jews, the King of the Jews." This title then read many Jews, for the place was where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written Hebrew, and it was written in Hebrew and in Greek and in Latin. And said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, "Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, verse 23. "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part." So I guess it was four soldiers that crucified him. Also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said, therefore, among themselves, "Let us not rend it." Rend means to tear it. "But cast lots for it, whose it shall be, for the scripture might be fulfilled, which has said, they parted my garments among them, and for my vest you, they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now, you can find that also in Psalms 22, verse 18, where they cast lots. You can go back, write that down, and write verse 24 down, too. John 19 and 24 says that they cast lots. And then Psalms 22, verse 18 says they cast lots for his clothes. I just finished 25. Now, there stood a cross. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, his mother's sister, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Ooh, excuse me, I got a belch. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Verse 26. I read verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and let me read verse 26 again. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then said he to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took unto his own home. He took her, I guess he took her unto his home, that's what it means. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing all things were to be accomplished. Let me read that again. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, and the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel unto full of vinegar. Let me read that again. Now there was a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put upon hyssop and put to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He died. When they said he gave up the ghost, life went out of his body. You will find that in Psalms 34, verse 20, where it says, "The Jews therefore, because it was preparation day, the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath day was a high Sabbath, brought Pilate," "besought Pilate that their legs should be broken, that they might be taken away." Let me read verse 31 to you again. Hopefully I can get it, read it correctly. "The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the second, which was crucified by him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. And you will find that in Psalms 34, verse 20. They did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear in his side. Let me read that again. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and without came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record and record is true. I need to read verse 35 again. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he said true, that he might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. You can also read that in Psalms 21. And again, another scripture said, they took him on whom they pierced. And after Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly feared the Jews, besought Pilate and took him away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. I need to read that again. It was not good at all. Verse 38. It says, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take Jesus away, the body of Jesus. I did not read that correctly. Again, let me, with your permission in Jesus, I will read that again. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. So we know that here it is Joseph of Arimathea that asked Pilate if he could take Jesus' body. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and olives, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloth with spices, and as the manner of the Jews to bury. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden there was a sepulchre which was never men yet laid. There laid they Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, the scripture was near at hand. Thank God, I just barely made it through that chapter 19, and that's where the soldiers marked Jesus, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And they said, Pilate wrote above his head, "The King of the Jews." They hit him, and then they took Jesus out, behold, bringing him unto him. And Pilate says, "Hold it! What did I say? Behold, I brought him out to you, that you may know him, that I have no fault in him." So the people over the Jews, which was the Roman soldier named Pilate, he found no fault in Jesus. It was the Jews that wanted him to be killed. So with that lesson, I hope that you sheep have learned something. And I will be back, if God says so, with you next week, reading John chapter 20. Right now, let us be folding words of prayer.
Help your children.
Thank you for everything that you've done.
Don't let them fall. Of the road, teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love.
On Amazon, I want you to get the
pass. And I know
it's spelled
forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through the temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. down in my soul.